How's everybody doing? My name is Chris. So what I'm about to share with you is a poem at the end, but before, I want to tell you a little bit about myself because it will give you, shed a little light about this poem. This poem is going to be called Why America. I was born and raised in Oakland. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I'm 24. And I went out to school in Morehouse in Atlanta, Georgia, a place I've, never been to. I just was like, hey, I want to get away from my mom and everyone. Let me go to Atlanta, Georgia. This would be fun. At that time, I never dealt with racism, really. I never even dealt with someone looking at me differently because everywhere in the Bay Area, people just looked at me as a normal person. So I went down to Atlanta. I remember my first day. I met my roommate. We went to Target. No, you guys know that you do your first shopping freshman. So super juice. Person came by, I'm like, hey. They just look at me like, why are you saying hi? I'm like, hey. This person, I'm like, man, my friend's like, hey, nobody's gonna say hi to you over here. I'm like, what are you talking about? Everybody says hi, man. Berkeley's right around the corner from where I'm at. Hey, nobody says anything. He ends up talking to me in the car. He's like, hey man, this ain't California. I've been out to the Bay Area. It's a lot different here. So over my 4 years, I started to understand that, racism's still alive. After that, I graduated. And then I found out student debt is really alive, too. Came home, all super juiced. It's like, hey, I'm a teacher. I'm coming back. I'm giving back. Everything should be good. Man, Sallie Mae does not play. 6 months later, they be calling. Then I realized how much debt I was in. At this also is time I was working at McDonald's. And the fight for 15 was just starting. Somebody came to me. And I really didn't know what my fellow McDonald's workers were going through because I was living a different life since I was in school at this time too. But once I started seeing how the wealthy was just taking from people and not even giving them an opportunity to live, even though they were working 40 hours and working their butt off, it started to get me thinking. It started to get me active. And I started to question America in different ways. I started to say, why? Why is this happening? Why is it only happening to these people? Why is the American dream not really for everyone? And as I taught, that's how I started teaching. I started asking kids, why? Why is this? And the crazy part is, you'd be surprised of how many kids have kind of the right answers to things about being fair. And I realized that as American people, we forgot about really why we came here. See, I'm a history teacher. And if you know a little bit about history, the pilgrims came over here. They were the reason why. And they came because they wanted religious freedom. They were tired of the British. Then throughout that, we got tired of the Britain taxing us. We know about taxes. We got tired of, all the debt that they gave us from wars that they were in. And so we wanted to start America. And this poem, what I'm about to do, tells you about how far away and how lost we've got since that time. Why, America? Why must I work 40 hours, work my butt off for everybody in the world, but I don't get a right paycheck? Why, America? Why must I work from 8 to 9 for 2 jobs and never see my kids? Why, America? Why must I study for finals, all-nighters, and still come out to a job with no check? Why, America? Why must I work so hard when in other countries college is free for other people? Why, America? Why must we say that people shouldn't be in gangs, but then at the end of the day, we still gotta pick a red party or a blue one? Why, America? Why must you say, come out and vote, but all I'm doing is voting for people that are sponsored by billionaires that only care about their pockets? Why, America? Why am I in the time frame that I feel like it's back in the 1960s and the civil rights, man, but it's supposed to be 2015? Why, America? Why people in Missouri have to be scared to go to school and take tests because the KKK are threatening them? Why, America? Why must everything go off of who I know and what I do instead of what I have here. Why America? Why must we really trip off of immigration when really all is America is immigration? Why America? Why must we talk about how other people are committing genocide in other countries when we already committed genocide basically to the Native Americans? Why America must we forget our past? Oh, I guess I do know why, America, because we're trying to start new. We want to be better. We're the world leaders. To me, all it seems like is we're a bit fraud. Why, America? Why must we always tell the next generation, it'll be better for you, it'll be better for you, when we're constantly tearing up the world that they're supposed to live in? Why, America? Why, oh why? Why do every day we walk our lives hoping for better, but in reality, we really know it might not ever happen? Why, America? Why? Why do we have to believe this? Why do I have to take this? This is the place of dreams. This is the place of freedom. But sometimes I don't see it. I look in people's eyes and I see them for who they are. America looks me in my eyes and all they see is my skin tone. They don't look at my talents. They don't look at the community work I do. Because really, when I'm out there, all they do is think I'm on the block selling some rock, because I'm really just talking to the homies, trying to speak to them so they can go get a degree. But why, America, why must you look at me that way? Why must you look at the Latino kid as just a worker in the farmland? Why must the Asian kid only be good at math? Why can't he hoop too? Why, America? Why must we do all these stereotypes? See, I ask this question daily, why America? But really, why I'm phrasing this question is to everyone in America. So question, why do we do this to ourselves? So I ask you, why America? Thank you.